Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Morning, sunshine.
Morning, sunshine.
Oh, you better have a good reason for getting us out of bed this early, jerk.
Happy National Nut Day.
Happy National Nut Day.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
I'm also allergic to cashews and almonds and filbert.
Basically, all nuts.
Listen, be careful.
You better be careful.
What's that?
What's that?
This show is chock full of nuts.
These people are nuts.
It's showtime.
Didn't we talk about that a couple of days ago?
Yeah, we
last
did.
Last week.
Yes, on Friday we discussed the nuts. Yes. And their you know, status in the nut community.
In relationship to each part of town.
Yeah.
And the valley.
Yes, absolutely.
Way ahead of our time. Way ahead of our time.
No kidding. No kidding. Wow. Okay, well, fine then. Fine. I brought in some cashews for a little bit later today. Yeah.
You're so bougie.
Yeah, I am bougie.
605-963 KKLZ. Hits of the 80s and more. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up with our executive producer, Morty. Carla, it's Tuesday morning.
Yeah, it is. How about that game last night? Yeah. Huh? Wow.
You know what? And then I thought, well, I'll switch over to the Monday night football game.
Uh-huh. Yeah, how about that game Monday night?
And New York Jets were scoring about as much as we were.
Boy,
yeah.
Oh boy.
In the hockey game.
Man.
And it was just, boy, yeah, it was a little rough in Philly.
Ooh.
But now the Knights move into Chicago. We'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sure, John will have more on that a little bit later on next half hour. Sunshine today, going to be nice as it was yesterday and should be tomorrow. Highs in the low to mid 80s, 59 outside right now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
You're going to be hearing more from Monica Lewinsky in kind of an interesting way.
All right, we're
going
to find out why and how, plus some other stories after Eddie Grant.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Brought to you by Insperity. For employee benefits and full service HR support, visit Insperity.com. HBO Max, they are going to air a Monica Lewinsky documentary on public shaming titled 15 Minutes of Shame. The documentary will explore the public shaming epidemic in our culture and explore our collective need to destroy one another, which is basically what we do on social media. Man, I had some woman yelling at me about Reno, my hometown. Hate it. It's disgusting. I said, she, and then she wrote, no one likes Reno. And I just wrote, I disagree. And she's been arguing with me now about Reno. It's like, oh, all right.
You got to be careful what you say, Carla.
Like, I'm so sorry. Jeez. Wow.
It's just Reno.
Yeah, I know. Let it go. Let it go.
Okay.
Apparently, it took quite a bit of coaxing for Joe Pesci to come out of retirement for The Irishman. He really hasn't been acting, and he considers himself basically retired. Well, Robert De Niro talked him into doing it, so that is why he is doing the movie. Our own film critic, Jeff Howard, is actually going to the premiere, the big premiere of that movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
In Hollywood, are they doing it?
Yep, he's going to L.A. Yeah, I know, pretty cool. Kanye West, his pastor, says that Kanye recently considered quitting rap. Because after getting big into religion, he decided it was the devil's music, rap music. But his pastor said, Kanye, now you can rap for God.
Oh.
And that's what he's doing, his new one.
Good for him.
His new Christian album comes out, I think, this later in the week. So,
R.I.P. Gold Digger.
Yeah, well, poor God. Just saying. Wow, you don't have to rap for me. Hey, you don't have to rap for me. It's okay. It's all right.
Is that how God responded?
You know what? I'm good. Thank you, Kanye. Thank you.
Okay.
And Astros pitcher, this is a cool story. Lance McCullers giving World Series tickets to some fans who were taunted by Yankees fans at Game 5 in New York. One guy tried to pick a fight. Others were throwing food and beer at the guy. So he gave him tickets to the World Series.
Wow.
I know. Is that great?
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, I know.
Talk about a little bit of shaming, and then all of a sudden, guess who's going to the World Series?
Guess what?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I am.
You.
Game one tonight, by the way, between the Nationals and Astros. So we'll see. Maybe that'll be a little bit more fun to watch.
Because I don't know if any of us are, you know, really, it's like, whatever, whoever. So
I don't think anybody on this show is an Astro fan or a, a Nationals fan.
Right.
So we'll see how it goes. Hey, congratulations, Thomas Moses. You know, Thomas sent in a picture of himself wearing pink in our battle and our awareness of Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October. Real men wear pink. So he picks up a dinner for two over at Radizio Grill in Henderson out at the Galleria Mall.
Cool.
Now, the contest goes on until the end of October. Yes, KKLZ and Steinberg Diagnostic are going pink in support of breast cancer. Hold on for a second.
Don't you dare.
Ghost in the machine.
Exactly.
Man, oh, man. So KKLZ Steinberg Diagnostic going pink in support of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And all you have to do, because KKLZ has given you that chance to win dinner for two at Radizio Grill, send a picture of yourself wearing pink. And maybe even your office staff.
Yes.
Everybody's wearing pink. You could do that if you'd like. And send it to the website. Just enter it through the website at 96.3kklz.com. There you go. And you could be a winner. Details on our website. Yesterday we were talking about the National Football League, our football teams.
Yeah.
How bad each one of our teams suck.
Yes, we're having a rough go this season.
So we put a poll. We put a poll on our website. Who has the worst team? Now, between my Chicago Bears, your Lions, and Morty's Pittsburgh Steelers, you can actually go to the website. And where is it on the website?
You can go to the homepage. Right on the homepage, or you can go to the morning show page, either or.
Okay, and just basically pick.
Yeah.
Out of the three teams, who has the worst team? Who supports the worst team?
Right. Yeah, whose team sucks the most? You can also go to the link on Facebook and Twitter as well.
All right. All that right there at 96.3kklz.com.
Just rub it in more, people.
That's where it's gotten to now. That's how quick our football season has just gone down the crapper.
Yeah, I know it.
Which one of us has the worst team? You can vote right now.
Wakes me up the right way.
Good morning. You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I don't know how many people still go to the library. I know Jody does every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
A woman returned a library book that her mother had previously checked out that was 74 years overdue.
Whoops.
Here's the librarian talking about it.
The daughter, who is now retired, used Berkeley Public Library as a teenager. So this is something that she felt it was her duty and responsibility to ensure that we got our materials back.
So I guess, and I didn't know this, the library has done away with overdue fees.
Yeah, a lot of libraries have now. Mm-hmm.
Now, when I was growing up, I used to get paranoid because if I took a book out and didn't return it, I think it was like a nickel a day.
Right.
And as a kid, I know as an adult that doesn't sound like much, but as a kid, a nickel a day, starts adding up.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, crap, now I owe a dollar or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. How long you've ever held a book out to the point where you had to pay.
I don't even remember. I think I had a book overdue for a couple of weeks, and I think it was a quarter at the time, and I had to pay $3, $4. Yeah, which was a lot of money at the time, but
as a kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think library books now, because a lot of people also check library books out online also, just like with your Kindle or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's, you have it. So it's a little bit different now. You know, you can rent a book basically like you do with a Kindle.
And then it got to the point where you were embarrassed to take it back because it was so overdue.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't even a money issue anymore.
So you just drop it in the drop-off slot.
Oh, the night deposit?
Yeah.
Right. Yes. And then they'd bill you the next time you came in.
Yes, Morty, because then they'd send a note and your parents would know.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I used to rent music from the library, like cassette tapes.
Yeah.
I still haven't returned it.
Wow, really? That's not... Morty. Jeez. Because we need the police coming here. That's what we need.
How long ago was that?
Oh, years ago. I must have been eight.
So you're talking about a library in Hawaii?
Yeah. They used to have a huge rack with cassette tapes, and you could go and you pick the number, and they'd go and pull it.
Checked them out and never took them back?
Well, one of them. I used to, but one of them I... particularly didn't return. Now, if I got fee for it, I'd probably pay more than a concert ticket to go see them.
Wow. Trying to figure out the money that you would owe.
I was wondering what you were doing over there.
I know. I know. What was it, 74 years?
So, for that one? Yeah, not Morty.
That's okay. 27,000.
If she had to pay it.
And yours was a nickel, right?
Yeah. I think that's what it was.
$135,000.
Oh. Wow.
I bet you the public library is regretting not trying to track you down now.
Wow, man, I know. Jeez.
Anybody else, if you're listening this morning, what was the most you ever had to pay for an overdue book?
Wow.
We're finding out more and more that we basically hired a juvenile delinquent.
I can't even believe it. You're stealing.
Confessed.
Morty.
It's a cassette tape.
You are still in the process of stealing, though I'll bet we're all stealing something.
At one point or another.
Yeah,
but that's beside the point.
Yes, I know. I know.
So you talked about the cassette from the library in Hawaii.
Right.
But you took something from a library here.
No, I didn't take it. I lost it.
And
I was willing to pay for it, but I went back and someone paid all of the dues.
Okay.
Oh, you have a secret donor.
Yeah.
Morty. Pay off his
it was like
a financier.
Yes, exactly.
$3 or $4.
Yeah.
$3 or $4.
Yeah.
You know, and you got me thinking because it just went bam into my head. I see it at my house. I can't even believe this. I don't even know where it's from. It might have been Blockbuster. A copy of a VHS copy of West Side Story.
What?
Yeah. I got to look on the back of it. It might be from Blockbuster.
Oh, great.
I know. So
you're off the hook.
Helping the cause of the greatest video chain ever.
Maybe that's why they went under. Because of me.
That one copy of West Side Story. You know how popular that movie is?
I know.
That was their moneymaker.
Well, it's anybody who wants to borrow it from me on VHS.
Wow.
Russ, are you out there? If you want to borrow it, I've got it.
You know, I work with you. I basically live every day of my life with you three. You two.
I know it. I'm so embarrassed.
All right.
Well, I'm sweating. I'm so
I feel like Mike is hiding something. Like,
so do I.
You've got something that you're not.
There's a skeleton in your closet.
Literally a skeleton. No, literally. Physically. All right, a few things we think you should know. Carla will have that for you after Boston. More than a feeling.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, listen to this. You know, I talked about this several months back, but the majority of parents out there, of course, put limits on their kids' screen time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it seems like kids are putting limits on their parents' screen time as well, according to a new survey. Parents with kids between 5 and 18 years old, these are those Gen Zers, half of them say that their kids have asked them to put their phones down because millennial parents, you're talking like 36 years old, up to, I believe it's 36 years old, you know, they have those younger kids. And they say that millennial parents, that's been their world, has always been a phone. So they're always on it. And a lot of kids say, I feel like I can't even get my parents' attention.
And my daughter Kelly's right in that category.
Yes, exactly.
And the only reason I understand that, that kids might say that.
Sure.
But I can't see our grandson saying that to my daughter because he's too busy on his computer.
Yes, exactly. And that may be down the road at some point.
And he's limited. They've limited his time.
Oh, that's good. But maybe they got to limit, you know, your daughter's
time,
too. Exactly.
So, I don't know.
So listen to this, because a lot of these parents said they are addicted to their phone. Survey also found out that parents spend, an average of 2 hours, 41 minutes per day hanging out with their kids. Those parents also spend an average of 2 hours, 17 minutes on their phones.
Oh,
so there's like a 24-minute difference. I know.
Well, when Jody and I watch a show, she'll have her pad or her phone with.
Right. I was so used to checking it. I know.
And I'll say, are you watching this?
Right.
Yes, I'm watching.
Yeah.
I know, but you're on your pad or your phone. I can do two things at once.
Interesting. Okay.
Because I don't even like this show. I'm watching it because of you.
Well, New Amsterdam. What are you going to do? I'm kidding. That's fighting words.
Best doctors ever. Okay.
Oh, and a survey was done. If you could eat like a kid, for a full day with no consequences.
I do now.
What would you eat? Yes. Yes, the average person would have, listen to this, either yogurt, bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches, or ice cream for breakfast. Pizza for lunch.
Yeah.
Ice cream as a midday snack. Pizza again for dinner,
of
or
course.
Fried chicken.
Yeah, I like it.
And apple pie for dessert. Oh, so there you go.
So what's...
One day we should just...
So my normal life.
What?
And you wonder why we look like we look.
Oh, man. Okay. And I know for a fact we have some people, I talked to them on Facebook, who live in New Jersey. Be careful, because a New Jersey court just ruled that you cannot watch porn in parked cars anymore.
No.
So ditch that, people. Ditch that one. I like to put those laws out there, so do be careful if you are in Jersey. Put the phone away. Okay. Cops! It is Tuesday. A few things you should know.
Yesterday, we were talking about that adoption situation with that family, those family friends of ours.
Right.
I didn't want to say anything on the air, but somebody who can give us maybe a different perspective, as did Nita Raditich from Channel 313, Jody, but I want to make sure it's good with her before we put her on the air.
Right.
I don't know if she wants to talk about it yet.
Right.
But so let me call her.
Okay.
And we'll get a different perspective.
Yeah.
From my wife on this whole thing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. We'll do that after the Eagles.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It helps us start the day with warmth and vigor.
96.3 KKLZ.
So yesterday we were talking about that situation with our friends whose daughter found out she was adopted.
Mm-hmm.
She's 15 years old and she was very upset about the whole thing. A lot of people who were adopted called in and said as much as they can understand why she is upset.
Right.
They want to find out right away.
Mm-hmm.
Or as soon as they can comprehend.
Right. Whether they want to find the parent or not.
Then there were some people that said, I tried to reach out to my parents or my real mother or my real father. Some said, you know, it worked out. Some said... It didn't. I didn't know if Jody wanted to talk about this, especially on the air, but she gave up a kid for adoption at a very early age.
Wow. Jody, is there ever a time that you wanted to try to find the child that you gave up?
I'm not opposed to it.
Right.
I hope that, you know, he does what he wants to, but I keep my records updated through the agency because the agreement that I signed at the time was that he could contact me.
So, Jody, you cannot... look for, well, or you could not contact him, I should say.
I could contact him.
Okay.
I'm sure in today's day and age that it would be a lot easier than back then.
Right.
You know, they gave me the option. I could write a letter that he would receive when he was 18, but I didn't want to write something that I would constantly be changing in my mind. So I went with the option of if he wants to contact me, my side is open. And I keep those records updated.
God, I find that so amazingly interesting because I wonder, you know, parents out there or people out there who have given up a child for adoption who have just said, that's it, I don't need to know.
Right. And on the flip side, a lot of those kids that were adopted that called in said, I reached out, I got in touch, thought I could have a relationship, and it just didn't work out.
Right.
I told my kids from a very young age that my kids knew that I had had another child in case that child ever came knocking on the door. So I didn't want them to be taken aback or surprised by the whole issue.
How old would he be?
36.
Gosh, that's interesting.
Okay.
This opens a whole new set of questions, you know?
I know. Because Jody and I have talked about it for a long time. What would we do if he just showed up and knocked on the door?
Well, I know what you'd do. Come on in! Come on in! You want a drink?
All right, honey.
Jody, thank you for sharing that. I don't know, you know, I don't know if I...
How many other women
or
how many other people would share?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I know people that, you know, some people are like, think it would be disrespectful to their adoptive parents to look up their birth parents. And then others are like, I had to know.
Oh, God, there's got to be that natural curiosity. Like we were saying yesterday, when you find that out, it's like, oh, wait, what?
But everybody's different. I mean, I know people that are real angry and just, you know, my mother gave me up. So why should I contact her? She didn't want anything to do with me. Not knowing there's always a story.
All right, sweetheart. Gosh. Love you.
Jody, thank you.
All right, bye, guys.
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
Here we go, Las Vegas. It is time. The Wham code word is Summerlin.
Summerlin, S-U-M-M-E-R-L-I-N, just like right down the road, Summerlin.
That's right, my hood, Mike. That is my hood, Summerlin. Text it to 59457, 59457, or enter it online, 963KKLZ.com. Once again, the word Summerlin. Spell it correctly when you text it to 59457 before 8:15, okay? That will be your chance to win $100 and qualify for that $5,000 grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. Again, this hour's Wham code word, Summerlin. Good luck.
If you missed it, the Wham code word this hour, your first chance to put $100 in your pocket, Summerlin. S-U-M-M-E-R-L-I-N, Summerlin. Text that word to the number
59457.
59457. You got until 8:15 to do that. Or, better yet, just enter it through the website, 963KKLZ.com. 808. By the way, thanks to my wife for coming on the air. And then we should say, after we got done with her, so many other stories, other great stories.
Jeez.
Of how people and families and sons and daughters were reunited with their real parents.
Yeah.
Some that turned out very amazingly.
Sounds like many of them have.
Right,
you know?
Here in Las Vegas. It makes you feel good that, you know, not everything works out, but there are some stories with that happy ending.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I don't think you can have expectations.
Maybe that's the trick. You have to go in with the mindset.
Yeah, thinking nothing is going to happen here.
Whatever happens, happens.
Right.
Sunshine today and tomorrow, right through the weekend, low 80s for the high, 60 outside right now. All right. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, Rob Lowe, he says his sex tape, best thing that ever happened to him.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll find out why. More on that story and others after Loggins, Footloose.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Brought to you by Insperity for employee benefits and full service HR support. Visit Insperity.com. Steve Harvey's 22-year-old daughter, Lori, caused an accident because she was texting while she was driving.
Uh-oh.
Then she tried to leave the scene.
Oh, no.
On foot. Yeah, she ran away.
She ran away?
Yeah.
Run away!
Yeah, they got her. She was cited for misdemeanor hit and run and delaying a police investigation. Oh, don't run. Don't do that.
No.
Get off your phones. Get off your phones, people.
Uh-huh.
Rob Lowe. He says his sex tape scandal in 1988, that's how long ago it was the best thing that ever happened to him. He says it got me sober. Sober got me married. And I've been married for 29 years.
Oh.
I have two great sons. I don't think any of that would have happened without going through that scandal.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is the best advice, if he's giving any, but it all worked out for him.
And I'm sure the women involved are thinking,
glad
we could be there for you.
It was great. Yeah.
It was good for us, too.
Yeah, it was with like a much younger, oh gosh, yeah. Yeah, thank you. Glad we could help, Rob. Oh, boy. And listen to this. Talk about having money. Snoop Dogg. He has somebody, Mike, that works for him full-time.
Uh-huh.
It's a full-time professional joint roller.
Oh.
He pays him between $40,000 and $50,000 a year. So,
something to be said for somebody who could roll a pretty good joint.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know those kids back in high school.
They were show-offs. I know.
They could do it with one hand.
Right. It's like, does anyone have an apple or a toilet paper roll? Because I can't. Maybe I'm not supposed to smoke this stuff. Yeah. Foil. Get me a piece of foil for this toilet
paper. I never tried.
Yeah.
But I had a friend that they would just fall apart.
Yeah, I know. I was never good at it either. Yeah.
Or else it looked like he used like three papers because he wanted to make sure.
That was me. I can't.
Looks like a Cheech and Chong joint.
Yeah.
And it just burst into flames because it's all paper.
Yeah. That's about it. No, good for him then. Good for him. Maybe he doesn't know how to roll one. Maybe. That's why he pays somebody. I think the real news story is that he only has one person that does this, quite honestly. It's Snoop, after all.
Doesn't have a team?
No, exactly. He's like Pigpen with that trail of smoke behind him.
The one guy with the double album.
Yeah, exactly.
Where he cleans it.
I can do it. Give me, yeah.
Then
give me
the other guy.
Then the kid who has the roller, the little machine that will roll it for.
Yes.
No, wait. Wow, we know too much about this.
From what I read.
Yes,
from what I've heard.
Heard, as a matter of fact,
okay.
Yeah.
And jeez. Seen in movies.
Oh, my gosh, that is too funny.
Did you bring the machine?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
All right.
Too funny.
That's it?
Forgive me. That's it.
I didn't think the topic we were just talking about would hit home with a lot of people, but they're texting in.
Oh, man. For many different reasons, too, they're texting in. Michelle, we were talking about Snoop Dogg has somebody he pays to roll joints for him. We all know he smokes it like a fiend.
Like $50,000 a year.
Yes. Michelle said, wait, what happens when his joint roller goes on vacation? Does he hit the bong till he comes back? Does his joint roller have 401k insurance? And I said, I've got news. If I could learn to roll joints, I'd take that job if it was available. She said, I have a kid in college, doesn't know what he wants to do in life. I think he has an option now.
Because there was that kid that if he could roll good joints,
yes.
He was always invited to parties.
Yeah, whether you like the kid or not.
Right.
But he can roll. To have him roll them, yeah.
Does he have the stuff? No, yeah. But he's a good roller.
Nobody can roll the joints. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Just invite him. Nobody has to dance or make out with him.
Yeah, no. Just have him bring his double album and... and the papers, and he can do that. That's all.
I'm telling you, it's a talent.
Yeah, it is.
By the way, Jody's half-brother?
Yeah.
Rolls his own cigarettes.
Oh, I had an uncle who did that as well.
Yeah.
Which I remember I was so young. And I was like in high school. And it was like, oh, my God, is Uncle Tommy? Oh, my God, my dad said no, he rolls his own cigarettes,
yeah,
Carly.
I guess he's pretty good at it.
And so. He could do it. And he could roll them. He didn't need the little tiny pasta maker. That's what that thing looked like. The joint roller looked like a pasta maker.
Oh, boy.
Jeez.
All right. We're just going in all different directions.
I know we are. I know.
Brian Adams, we announced this yesterday. The Shine a Light Tour coming to the Wynn. Encore Theater, Wynn Las Vegas in April. You have a chance to win tickets for the dates in April. These tickets from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Carla, let's do this. First game of the World Series. Game one tonight.
Right. Okay.
It's Houston and Washington.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So let's start with caller number 9. Wherever you are,
mm-hmm.
whether it be in your car, at work, in the general public.
Yeah.
You have to sing at the top of your lungs, take me out to the ball game.
Okay.
Now,
right.
If you're going to do it.
At least get a couple verses in there. Okay.
Yes.
And you may not know all the words. Yeah, yeah. No, sing it. You're in the park. You're
loud.
In the park. You're surrounded by 50,000 people. Okay. 25,000 people at the game.
Sing.
Whatever. Yes.
Loud and proud for these tickets. Starting with caller number 9. Do it now. 702-739-9636. Tickets for Brian Adams.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, we have Mike on the phone. Mike's a big baseball fan, wants to go see Brian Adams.
Okay.
Mike, you know what you have to do. You have to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, top of your lungs, like you're at the stadium yourself. By the way, where are you at right now?
Luckily, my car.
Okay.
All right, roll down the windows. Roll down all the windows. You're going to hear the organ. The organist is already.
Yes, already practicing. Okay.
Thank heavens.
You're going to hear the organ music, so go ahead and sing along. Ready?
To the ball game, take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back, cause it's rude. Root for the Cubbies.
No.
If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 seconds you're out at the old ball game. Yeah, baby.
I don't know who was off more.
That was great, though. Big finish. I like it.
Except for the fact you said Cubbies.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm going to let that go. Nice job. You got the tickets before you could even buy them. Brian Adams over at the Encore Theater, Wynn Las Vegas. They're from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on, we'll tell you how to pick them up. And by the way, big night tonight to get back on the winning track.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. Go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go!
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, this hour's Wham code word, area.
Area, as in 51?
That's right.
A-R-E-A, area.
That is how you spell it. Text area to 59457. That is 59457. Or enter it online at 96.3kklz.com. Once again, this hour's Wham word, area. Spell it correctly and make sure you get it out there before 9:15 for your chance to win $100 and qualify for $5,000. Big grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. Again, this hour's Wham code word, area.
We're talking about walking around money, a simple $100 bill in your pocket.
Yes.
That would be nice if somebody came up to you and just said, hey, here's $100.
Flip one of those out, too. Just here you go. Yeah.
Text the word area. Area 59457. Text the word area to 59457, or enter it through the 96.3 KKLZ website, our free app.
Mm-hmm.
So many ways to win. Local winners all day long, every hour. So you still have a couple of minutes to do that.
Right.
Till 9:15. Cool. It's 9:06 now. Some other news coming up. Do that after Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by Universal Solar. Here's some of the news we think you should be aware of. Carla, a guy in Minnesota was running a 10-mile race earlier in the month. He had a heart attack. And he had the words Jesus saves written on his race bib.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, he was saved by a registered nurse named Jesus, who was running behind him. Of course, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes, I love that.
Do you see the irony?
I love that. Mm. That's a good news story, man.
That's a great story, wild and wacky. All right, a guy in Florida. You'll love this story, Carla, and I think you'll relate to it. A guy in Florida managed to steal more than $1,000 worth of scotch. By shoving it down his pants. Now, I know you're a big...
A lot of people,
everybody knows Carla loves wine.
I do, but I like a good scotch.
You do love a good scotch.
Yeah. Oh,
so I don't know if you've ever gone into a liquor store and thought...
That's a lot of scotch to shove down your pants.
Don't you think somebody would have heard him walking out?
I know.
Was it multiple bottles of scotch?
I mean, it had to be.
Or one bottle of scotch.
One really good one?
Yeah.
Do you think the shoplifter said, which one do I want? I want a good one. I want a nice Oban or a Balvenie. That's what
something.
I'd like. Yes.
And then I'll just shove it down my pants.
Yeah, I'll just shimmy on out of here now. Ow, ow, ow. Jeez. Okay. Well, whatever. Whatever.
You know what?
Whatever it takes to get the better scotch.
You got
to
do what you got to do.
Go top shelf, man. Go top shelf.
Okay.
Crotch scotch.
Yes, exactly.
The line was drawn, and then you just had to go one step further.
Oh, crotchy crotch crotch.
All right.
Is that it? Is that what we're doing?
This will be edited out in the podcast.
Oh, boy. This is like all kind of stupid millennial crime. Do you ever think that cops might say, could you give us a little challenge? Guy broke into a garage. This is up in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And he left behind his cell phone.
Yeah.
So it had a picture of his face on the wallpaper. People he robbed posted his picture on Facebook. And, of course, a bunch of people, I know him. Hey, that's Joe. I know him. Cops arrested him like a day later. That just went right to his door there. Is this you? Why, that is me, officers. Yeah.
I lost my phone a couple of days ago.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to this. A 24-year-old woman in Florida. So she committed a crime, basically just a bunch of millennial cliches. She has pleaded no contest, by the way. She's an Instagram model.
Mm-hmm.
She stole a vape pen. She used Uber as her getaway car. $350 fine for that. But what do you do? I'm an Instagram model, stole a vape pen. Okay, whatever. And took Uber to get away.
Well, it's not like you put the vape pen down your pants.
No, well, you can just walk right out with that. But you have to wait for Uber to pick you up after. It's just so millennial.
So millennial.
What's sad is she posted it and she probably made a buttload of money.
Probably so. Yeah. So
and therein lies the
so
crime.
I know crime pays then, apparently. Yeah. Kids, it does not.
We're doing
it does
wrong.
Not. But yeah, I know. But that's a big deal. Instagram model and influencer. I like to think of myself as a little bit of both. It is Tuesday.
I'm sure you do.
Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
We like to end every morning with a good news story, and this one just kind of fun, really, and uplifting. Ah, boy, he lost 475 pounds.
What?
Yeah, Carlos Orozco is his name. Lost 475 pounds, and it was the most weight of any runner to ever participate in this particular marathon, Detroit Marathon, as a matter of fact. He weighed 650 pounds prior to that, Mike.
Oh, my God.
Thought, you know what, I'm going to run the marathon, and he did. His doctor told him he needs to change his lifestyle or he's going to die. So he did. He ran. Now, this is a long time for a marathon, but not for someone who had never done it, and he just lost his kind of weight. He ran the marathon 26.2 miles in just over 6.5 hours. Which is, you know, I know.
That's amazing.
I know. It really is. I mean, like a good marathon time is you know, whatever, 3 hours or so. So, I mean, so what? He finished. And he says he's going to keep running and stay healthy. And he's going to get that time down. He's going to do it again. But, yeah, from 650 pounds, the guy dropped 475 pounds. Yeah.
I mean, I know how much I weigh.
Oh, geez.
And I'm trying to, you know, 5 pounds at a time.
How hard is that?
And I can't even do it.
Tell me about it.
And this guy.
I know.
And then runs a marathon.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
No kidding. It's a big marathon. It's a Detroit Free Press marathon, and it's a pretty big marathon. And so good for him.
That's great.
It helps. It you can do it, people. You can do it. Right,
Mike? You can do it. Come on.
Right?
Yes, you can do it. You can do it. Lose the weight. Come on.
Yeah, all right, Mike.
All right.
You're listening.
Anytime you have a feel-good story, man, we want to hear about it. Just email it to 963kklz.com. Yeah. All right, on the Mike and Carla Morning Show, page 940, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Insperity for employee benefits, full-service HR support. Check it out. Visit Insperity.com. Recap of the show. Boy, we're finding out that Morty has a library book overdue or a cassette or something like that from a library in Hawaii.
Yeah, I know.
And we'll take stuff from libraries here and just lose it and then forget about it.
Yes, that's it.
And according to him, has a financier that just pays off his debts.
Yes, I know, somebody paid off, his donor.
Boy, and if you can get this job, God bless you. Snoop Dogg pays about $50,000 a year to a person who rolls his joints.
Yeah, I know. I know.
What?
We have a lot of listeners who have said maybe. Yeah, I know.
You like that, Bob?
One of our listeners said my son is in college, has no idea what he wants to do, so now he has goals.
Yeah. And you know what? Our thanks to my wife, Jody, who we've been talking about adoption for the last couple of days. Family friends of ours, their daughter found out she was adopted.
Yeah.
I don't know how, by accident. She's very upset about the whole thing. Yesterday, people who were adopted talked about the pros and cons about finding out who your real parents are.
Right.
Well, Jody gave up a kid at a very young age for adoption. And he has never reached out to her.
Right.
But she is always open to the fact. And I thought it was very courageous of her to talk about it.
I did, too. I thank you,
Jody. I couldn't believe it. She did it. But
I didn't, you know, think you would. And I think that's amazing. So thank you.
Watch this weekend.
I know. Exactly.
Knock, knock, knock.
Way to go, Mike. Way to go.
What do you want?
No,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
We got a pool. Come on.
It's terrible. That is terrible.
Have a drink.
Okay. We got to go. That's about it. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. And as we always say, do be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3 KKLZ.